SVI Media, we're visiting with Rita Meyer now
of Terra Power. We're at the Kimmerer Training Center, the Kimmerer Civic Center for that matter, too, talking to Rita Meyer after she has coordinated bringing in a large group from the Job Corps organization in Riverton. Rita, tell us about that organization and how you see it fitting in with the Terra Power construction.
Well, great. As you know, we have a deficit in workforce across the United States, and especially in Wyoming. So I've had an affiliation with the Job Corps Center since it opened in 2015. It was really from a push from our former Senator Mike Enzi that this happened. It's the last Job Corps Center in the United States to stand up. If you haven't visited and you're an employer in Wyoming, you really need to take the time to go visit the young men and women enrolled in these training programs at the job site, at the job center.
Now, I had a chance to visit with some of them. I asked them what they're training in. They said construction, large equipment, mechanics, all of that fits into the Terra Power project in Kimmerer, right?
Yes, and heavy equipment driving, heavy truck, equipment driving. So these young men and women are getting, a lot of them getting their high school diploma, GED, at the Job Corps Center. As we all know, that's how the door begins to open for your being able to be employed. So they're getting that, plus they've chosen one amongst, I think they have 14 different training programs at the jobs at the Job Corps Center. I reached out. I was up to help them celebrate the 60th anniversary of Job Corps in America. And I was one of those kids that if I hadn't had access to technical training, which is very much like what the Job Corps offers, I don't know where I would be today. But I'm grateful for all the training and education I've gotten. But I started in a technical school. So for these kids, they're starting where I started. And today, we as an employer, as Terra Power, as Bechtel, our major contractor for the project out here in Kimmerer, the major builder of the project, we are absolutely laser focused on what I call the farm team, those that are getting initial training skills that will become part of our workforce in the future.
And you've got a good resource with the group that you brought in from Riverton. You're going to actually show them the site today, show them around and say, this is potentially your place to work.
Absolutely. They've had some great interaction with presenters today. We've had Mark Romano, head of the project from Bechtel. We've had Tyler Miller, Earthwork Solutions out of Gillette. They're out on the project right now. He's out there with workers and heavy equipment. And now Mark Romano from Terra Power is talking to the students about operations training, meeting once all the facilities are built and we start to operate those facilities, start to generate power to make electricity, what kind of jobs are available once we are in the demonstration mode with the project. So lots of opportunities for these young men and women worldwide.
They could have a career that's going to take a long time to build, but if others who are trained, qualified, want to work with Terra Power, Bechtel, what do they do?
They call. They Google. They look for the sites for Bechtel, for Terra Power, and I'm telling you what, we've got men and women standing ready to respond, like Tyler Miller up at Earthwork Solution. He talked today to the young men and women about how you come to a job and we've got transportation for you, we've got housing for you, and those are sometimes the biggest gap in terms of being able to bring, to recruit and retain is the lack of transportation, and particularly in Wyoming, we're rural. You got to have a car to go places. Well, sometimes young men and women can't buy a car, but they provide transportation to jobs at job sites. They also provide housing that sometimes is difficult for young folks to afford.
Okay, ready to go to work in Kimmerer, Wyoming, right?
Absolutely. We want these workers and we want them on our projects here in Wyoming. And we also know we're competing with ExxonMobil and Williams and the power plants and their maintenance cycles. We are all competing for the same pool of workers. So we just don't need what we have now. We need many, many more in the future.
Rita Meyer, Terra Power, SVI Media at the Kimmerer Training Center.